This is giving neuroscientists something of a headache, because most of what we know about the brain comes from studies of male animals and male humans. Generally, neuroscientists avoided using females in their research. This was because the monthly ups and downs of female hormones made it more complicated to interpret the results. If even a small proportion of what has been inferred from these studies does not apply to females, a huge body of research could be wrong.